What you're about to hear are real crime cases. Listen carefully. You may be able to help solve a crime and collect a reward for your information. I'm Darian. I'll bring you the next case right after this.
Many of your customers come in once and then never again. That's why we built Lockbox. Our software platform sends newsletters, coupons, and buy now offers to bring your customers back in the door over and over. Call us today at 888-984-7545 to learn how and mention Lockbox Lift to claim 10% off your first year of service. Again, that's 888-984-7545 or visit us at www.lockbox.com. That's LOCBOX.com.
This is the sound of salmonella gyrating on your undercooked chicken. And it looks like Mom might be taking it out a little early. Don't let salmonella get funky with your chicken. On average, 1 in 6 Americans will get a foodborne illness this year. So use a thermometer to cook each type of meat to the right temperature. Keep your family safe at foodsafety.gov. Brought to you by the USDA, HHS, and the Ad Council.
Oklahoma, October 2011. A guy noticed a duffel bag near a Homeland grocery store. Inside the duffel bag, the man was shocked at what he found. It was the dismembered body of a young female. The body belonged to 19-year-old Karina Saunders. Bethany police worked the case until it was recently requested that the Oklahoma State Bureau of Investigation take over the case. A few days after OSBI took over, two men had been charged with her murder. Those men were Jimmy Lee Massey and Luis Ruiz. Then, the charges were dropped on both men. In an unrelated case, in March, Massey pleaded guilty to drug charges and was served 20 years behind bars. On Wednesday, the OSBI announced a reward of $10,000 for information leading to the arrest and conviction of the person or persons responsible for the murder of Karina Saunders. Anyone with information can contact me at my website, realcrimecases.com.